Welcome to episode 94. That's right, episode 94. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Greetings, everyone. I'm Dave Guerra. This is BerlinBrigade.com podcast, episode number 94. Recording this show on December 28th, 2018 at 14:37 hours Central Standard Time. That's, I don't know what time it is in Berlin. Heck, I don't even know what time it is. I had to look at the clock. So how are you? Welcome. How's it going? Hope you had a great Christmas. And I hope you're having a wonderful in-between. Oh, there we go. It's Friday, December 28th, 2018, 9:37 p.m. Berlin timer, Central European time. Okay, so with that being said, I do hope you're having a great, wonderful Christmas time. We're on the fourth day of Christmas. The 25th is the first day, so it's the fourth day of Christmas. And updating the website, finally getting things back together. Found myself with a little downtime finally after a long drought of no time or plenty of time or too much time on my hands. And then everything was go, go, go. And luckily, thank God, luckily things are still go, go, go. So we're going to keep it at that for as long as we possibly can. And so in the meantime, so it's been a while since I last talked to everyone. It's just been crazy. But we had a situation. I had to totally revamp the entire website, and that's kind of what I'm bringing you up to date. So the registry is up to date as of this time. So anybody that submitted prior to the 28th of December, your information is now online. The registry, like I said, is good to go. You've noticed I added three new checkboxes. Those of you that have just filed in, again, that's meeting compliances, making sure that you fully understand you're voluntarily donating or entering this information, and that you can request for it to be removed at any time. So that's just that standard compliance stuff that's changed all over the world now. And we'll go with that. Next, the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory is up and running. Folks, it was a great time to go ahead and check websites for the different individuals that submitted for their businesses. And a couple of them turned up not to be active, so they've not been added to the website. So if it's one of your businesses, then please, by all means, check your web address, because the two web addresses that I did check that returned back negative were like they were either the account was suspended or it just didn't exist anymore or it's for sale. So with that being said, please check your stuff. And those of you that have been sitting on the fence about submitting your information, by all means, please do so. Go ahead and submit your business information. We want to hear from you. Definitely want to hear from you. I know people are interested in the businesses that are out there, the ones that are already on the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. But what about your business? Is it there? And there's just four things you need to worry about to be eligible to be in here. And you have to meet or exceed the following criteria to be on the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. Number one, are you a veteran of the United States Army Berlin Brigade? Are you an owner, manager, C-level, principal of a company, organization? No matter the size, just you have to be at that level. Now, if you're an employee, that unfortunately that doesn't count because it's not, you know, it's somebody else is responsible for the business. Number three, are you willing to share your business information to fellow veterans of the United States Army Berlin Brigade, the Berlin Brigade in general, or the internet in this case? But because again, it's not protected, it's just we don't have it behind a locked door like we have the registry. Even then, it's still there. And number four, if you serve with the United States Air Force based at Tempelhof Central Airport and you meet the criteria previously mentioned, then you're also eligible to submit your business. So didn't want to leave them out. And I think I kind of left that vague before. Don't want to leave the Air Force personnel out. So by all means, if you were based in Tempelhof, let us know and we'll go ahead and add you to that. We have currently like 13 businesses. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. Yep, 13 businesses, and would like to definitely see more as the years go by and as time goes by. And hey, did you know that 2019 begins the 22nd year of BerlinBrigade.com? That's right, 22 years. Been doing this for 22 years. And I appreciate everyone that has contributed. I appreciate everyone that's ever visited the website, listened to this podcast, listened to anything. Again, it's been with me throughout the years, everything that I've done. I do appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. And most of all, I just want you to know that it's for you that I did this, that I started this. It first started back in 97. Myself and a friend of mine in Oklahoma, and we got together one day and said, hey, I think we need to do something. We need to, and so it sure it just started off as a simple little page, not a website, but just a simple page. And then that quickly grew into the website, into the .com. And we've been running this, or I've been running this, based off an idea that he and I had, my friend from Oklahoma, he and I had to find other friends. And look at this, almost like 5,000 members in the registry. We've got the Berlin Brigade Facebook page, group page, and all the countless other splinter pages that have generated, been born from that, as well as the Twitter page, or the Twitter account at Berlin Brigade, and the Instagram, Berlin Brigade, the Instagram page. So it's kind of a little bit of everything, but it's really, really grown. It's been a lot of fun. Maybe not at the level I like would have liked for it to been, because again, there've been growing pains and there's been issues and situations over the years. But you know, I like to know that at least I held my ground, even if it ended up costing me customers, individuals, and in some cases, just people and their associations with me. And again, that's just part of life. We know that. It's just part of life, especially being veterans of the United States Army, veterans of any military. We know that people come and go in our lives, and sometimes we'll agree with them. Sometimes they won't agree with us, or we won't agree with them. But that is life. But no matter what, the big picture is still here. I haven't shut down and turned tail and walked away because somebody didn't like me. That's just nonsense. And I'll say it again. That's just nonsense. I didn't give in to somebody else's threats because, hey, one or two things that I didn't like and I let it go. And, well, I shouldn't let them go. No, again, it's about holding my principles, holding fast to what I believe in. And to what I believe in is BerlinBrigade.com. And I believe the principles behind it. And I believe in what got me there, what kept me there, what's somehow grown. I've grown attached to is Berlin and the city of Berlin. Yes, I have been back to Berlin since leaving the military, and we'll be going back again with or without anybody's invitation, with or without anybody's invite, because again, that it means more to me that I go back on my own, that I go back and do my thing. So and I hope it does for you too. I really truly do hope you get to go back. I really truly hope you get to go, whether it's part of a group or on your own, and you go back and not relive the old times, because there's no way we can ever relive those times again, but to see what happened after we left, to catch up, just to see what good and bad came out of us being there, just so you see for yourself. And it's not necessary to put a close to close the story on Berlin, but to rekindle the story, to rekindle that magic in the sense of saying, hey, look at how much has changed. I can only imagine what it'll be like in 5 years or 10 years when I come back again, and have that in your mindset of I'm going to come back again. And so on and so on. Because again, that city has just been a wonderful city that it continues that no matter how far we are away from it, whether we're in the opposite side of the world from it or not, it doesn't matter, 5,000, 10,000, whatever miles away, that we're still connected to that city, not just through our bonds as brothers and sisters in arms, but through our bonds with those people, with the citizens of Berlin, the Berliners, and what we shared with them and they shared with us. And that's never going to go away. So, again, thank you. Thank you for still visiting the website. Thank you for everything. Thank you for spending time with me, listening to my ramblings, listening to our guests as whoever they've been throughout the years. Some have come, some have gone, some are still with us. Some are no longer with us as far as on this earth. They've moved on to another place. And kudos to them. You know, we're better for knowing them. We're better for getting to know them. We're better for them to call them brothers or sisters in arms, to call them our fellow Berlin Brigaders. And again, we all have our paths. We all have our journeys, and it's not always going to align. But understand that in the end, we were all there for something better, something bigger than who we are, something that can never, ever be taken away from us, no matter what our belief systems are or who we feel we are as based on what we perceived as being better than others. That's not the point. The point is that we were all there together at that point in time in history, and no one could ever take that away from us. And that, my friends, is what it's all about, is that we all have a common bond. And that common bond is still Berlin, the Berlin Brigade, and every experience that we had, whether we were there for 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, or however long we were there. it's something, again, they're not going to take away. So with that being said, I thank you. I thank you for everything. Again, I can't stop thanking you, really. 2019, I can sit here and say, oh, I promised this, I promised that. But you know what? I can promise you just this one thing. I will be better than I was in 2018. As a human being, as the webmaster, as the owner of the .com, as the podcast host, I will be better than what I was in 2018. Because I can't go back into 2018 and change it. I can't do that. But we can only get better. If we just go backwards, it might as well just be, you know, why even bother? Why even bother? So with that being the case, as your podcast host, I'm going to try a lot more to get more people on here, get more people to talk, more people to open up, more people to share with us. Because everybody's story is unique. Everyone's story, I said it, didn't I? Everyone's story is more than certainly, definitely beyond belief unique. And everybody's view of what we did, what they're doing now, is different than my what I did and what I'm doing now. And so that's why we need to share that. We need to open up and talk. So again, folks, if you're listening and you've wondered about becoming a guest, I do ask that if you say you want to be a guest, please follow through. Please follow through. I had three individuals that were, I mean, they got all the way up to the point of, let's do it. Here's my phone number. Call me at this time. We'll set up the, I had all the technical stuff. All they had to do was answer the phone, and they didn't answer the phone. And in one case, they had their kid answer the phone. And I go, like, seriously, this is just nonsense. If you're going to go 100% in, go 100% in. 99 is might as well just be zero. So with that being said, again, if you're inclined to and you'd like to, by all means, please. We want to hear your story, but stick to it. You know, step up and say, you know what, I'm going to do it, Dave. And here we're going to do it at this time. And I'm going to answer the phone and we're going to talk. And that's it. Because it says about it a lot. When people will take you 99% of the way, and then in that last 1%, they just leave you hanging. It wastes everybody's time, and it kind of, you know, burns everybody else. It does, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I haven't pursued getting guests on the show, because it's just been a burn after a burn after a burn. And those three individuals, you know, I know who they are, and I'm not naming names, but they know who they are. They know what they've done, and I know they listened because they said, oh, I heard you on the podcast, and you're calling for guests. I'll be a guest. And all three of them said that. And it wasn't the same three people. I'll tell you that much. That three people wasn't one, or those three entries weren't, or individuals weren't the same person. No, I wasn't catfished that way. But again, folks, if you really, truly want to do it, by all means, let's do it. Let's share your story. It's out there. You know, we got to get your story out there. We got to get it shared with everybody because, again, our time here on this planet is very, very brief. And again, you know, it's just one of those things. So that's how I'm going to be better, is just to reach out to more and ask for more and ask. Because, again, they say if you don't ask, you don't get. So I'm asking here, right now, folks, if you are interested in becoming a guest of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, definitely reach out. Let me know. Send me an email and let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's schedule it. Let's make it happen. The sooner the better. And then we'll go from there. And if you have your own podcast show, by all means, let me know what it is. We'll share it out with everybody else on the Berlin Brigade. But again, don't tease me with, oh, well, if you share it, I'll also have you as a guest, or I've been thinking about having you as a guest on my show. And don't tease me. Don't take me 99% of the way. And then, oh, well, thanks for sharing and shouting out, but I'll get back to you sometime. That's just freaking nonsense. Again, either you're in 100% or you're not in 100%. And I know this sounds a little rough, but folks, I'm just sharing the problems I'm encountering so that we can go get past them. I can air them out. Now people will understand why I've been gun shy, hopefully people will understand why I've not been more than forthcoming or more apt to get out there and share with everybody. But I do hope you understand that, hey, once bitten, twice shy. And that's the bottom line. Same thing with a couple of other things, with my stance on certain views on world history. You know, we were part of one type of world history that happened after something else. And I understand that people want to say, oh, well, you got to know the history. We all know why we're there. But again, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, if we're more than eager to share a past history and not our own history, then why complain when they start forgetting our history? When they forget our time in Berlin and what we did in that city and what we did for West Germany, East Germany, what we did to help win the Cold War, when we start ignoring that and start glorifying what was going on before, what it took for us to get there. And I'm not talking about the United States in World War II or the Allies in World War II. No, I'm talking about what started it, who started it, who got the whole world into a mess. And when they start posting and glorifying that individual, that's when I have to draw a line. That's when I have to say, you know, I understand that you might have your views that way, but these are not the views that I'm adhering to. I'm more worried about our history from July 1945 to when we pulled out of there in September of 94. And that's where my focus is on history, because, again, it's an important time in world history. And those that can't see it, those that can't accept that, hey, this is what I'm limiting to, because this is the Berlin Brigade. The Berlin Brigade wasn't there before July of 1945. It wasn't there, or the U.S. occupation of Berlin was not there before July 1945. So why am I going to worry about talking about that? Why am I going to allow somebody to glorify that time with the losing side's leader? No, that's not. That's for somebody else. That's for somebody else's views. That's for somebody else's opinions. Definitely for somebody else's website, somebody else's life. And that's not mine. That's not what I believe in. That's not what I started BerlinBrigade.com for. So with that being said, I know this has been a lengthy podcast already, and I really haven't said much, but I have said a lot. It's, again, just trying to clear the air for 2018 and saying, hey, we're going to move forward in 2019. You're on board or you're not on board? Great. You're more than welcome to listen. But if you want to share, I want to hear. We want to hear from you. We all want to hear from you. And on that note, let's move into 2019, the 22nd year of BerlinBrigade.com. And I wish you a very happy new year, happy, safe, healthy, prosperous 2019. Those of you in Berlin that listen, thank you again for your time. Thank you for sharing with us and joining us and being along for the ride. I do miss a lot of you. I miss plenty of you that last time I was there, got to shake hands, got to meet for the first time, and only talked to by email. Or chatted on the Facebook. But it was nice to meet you. It was nice to see you. It was nice to spend time with you. Those of you that are in England, thank you again for following along, listening along. Those of you that are in Western Germany, and those of you that are in Eastern Germany, we're in Germany now altogether. Thank you. Danke schön. Thank you for listening to me, listening to the podcast. Thank you for your time. Those of you that are on active duty all over the world, thank you for your service. Thank you for your continued service. And thanks for listening. And everyone, I do appreciate you. I thank you for everything. And it's time to bring this episode to a close. So with that being said, have a great 2019. We're kissing 2018 goodbye. And we're moving forward because, again, we're going to be better than we were last year. That much I promise you. Folks, my name is David Guerra. I am your host. I am your podcast host. I am the owner of BerlinBrigade.com. I appreciate you. I thank you. And I look forward to an even better 2019. So let's make it happen. Let's get out there all the way with pride. Danke schön. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Endstation, bitte alle aussteigen.